What is going on, everyone? My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor, and welcome back to the Decade Investor Podcast. In this episode, it's going to be a little bit different than my other episodes, is because I don't have a script. I'm actually just speaking this off my mind because I had a conversation yesterday with my brother. We were walking and we were talking, and what we were talking about was, at what point does investing make sense? At what point does a young person who's in their 20s say, okay, now that I have this amount of money to invest, this makes sense? And I'll kind of break this down in my opinion, but this episode's more like opinion-based than fact-based. But what I want to talk about is, like, that is the problem that some people run into with investing. So let me give you an example of like what we were talking about. Let's take a person who's 25 years old, has a job, and they have $200 a month left over to save or invest. And let's use investing for this example. So they have $200 a month to invest. What's going to happen for a lot of people, and maybe you are in these shoes, maybe you've been in these shoes, maybe you have overcome this, I don't know. But they see the $200 a month to save and invest, and they go, okay, let me plug it into my calculator. After 1 year, I'm contributing $200 a month to this portfolio. After 1 year, I have $2,400 I contributed. Yeah, market went up a little bit, so I have $2,600 after 1 year. That's not worth it to me. So why would I save or invest, right? Even after 10 years, that's 24 grand that you have contributed. Market returns, it's called $28,000, $30,000, whatever it is. Some people would be like, after 10 years, that's not even worth it, right? So what do they do instead? They just take the $200 and they go buy new shoes. They go spend it, right? Because, well, investing is not worth it. It's not really going to move the needle in terms of what I want to do with money, right? And the reason for that is most people, and this is human psychology, is we can't think long term. Because in 40 years, I don't have the calculations in front of me, but I'm sure it makes a good sum of money after 40 years. But most people don't think in terms of 40 years. We think in terms of 1 year's, 5 years. So if we go back to that person that's saving or looking at potentially saving $200 a month, they go, no, no, I'll spend it. When I make more money, then I'll invest more money. So a few years down the line, they get a raise at work. They make more money. Now they have $700 a month to save or invest, right? They run the numbers. Okay, after 1 year, $700 a month is $8,400 that I've contributed for the year to my investment portfolio. After 10 years, that's $84,000. Obviously, market returns, let's say $95,000, 100 grand, right? After 10 years. That's not worth it to me. Why would I wait 10 years to have $100,000 in an investment portfolio? It's not worth it. So they just, you know, forget about it, or they don't really do anything. And then they keep kicking the can down the road to another raise potentially at work or a new job or a business as well, whatever it is, where now they have more money to save or invest, $1,200, $1,300, $3,000. And that maybe that makes sense, right? I don't know. The question that my brother and I were talking about, I don't know if I have an answer. There's no like break point of a number that makes sense. Everyone has a different number in their head. But what the problem with this type of thinking is, when you think in the short term with your investment portfolio, unless you have a very high income, and a very, relative to your income, a very low spending rate, meaning you have a high savings rate, then you can kind of think short term in terms of portfolio, right? Like if you're bringing home 20 grand a month and you're spending 5 grand a month and you're investing 15 grand a month, obviously after the course of a year, you're going to have a pretty sizable portfolio, you know, relative to over 100 grand. But for most people, that's not who you are. Also, if you make that money, most people usually spend more than that, so they're not saving that amount. But for most people, we fall into this trap, potentially, of, well, after 1 year of investing $500 a month, that's 6 grand in my portfolio. I don't know if that's worth it. Yeah, even after 10 years, that's 60 grand. Again, as market returns, make it 70 grand, 75 grand, whatever it is. That's not really worth it. After 10 years, I don't even have 100 grand saved up. So I just will do it when I make more money. But the problem is when you kick the can down the road, usually cost of living goes up over time because of inflation. Usually expenses will probably go up. If you have a family and kids, expenses will go up. So unless your income is going up drastically compared to your cost of living, your monthly expenses, then you might be in the same spot. And the longer you wait to start, the less time you give compounding. So someone who is starting at 22, their first job out of college, and they set aside $150 a month in their 401k or $150 a month in their Roth IRA or whatever it may be, and progress that and increase it over time as they make more money, might be better off. Again, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but will probably be better off than someone who waits until they're 35 to start because, well, what's $150 a month? I'm not going to start saving and investing until I have $5,000 a month to set aside or $3,000 a month to set aside. So that's one aspect of the conversation we had, but then we continue to talk about this. And the next part we talked about was if, let's say, for example, someone falls into that trap of what's $200 a month worth anyways, right? They get on Twitter and they see someone talking about, yeah, $200 a month is not worth it to save or invest. So just spend it, right? Wait till you make more money. So they do that. They make more money. In 5 years from now, they start a business and it's very successful. They're in that position where they're making $25,000 a month. Their living expenses are $10,000 a month. They have $15,000 left over to save or invest. They've never invested before because, well, according to Twitter, according to some people, $200 a month isn't worth it. So let's just wait till you make more money. So here we are. Now they have $15,000 a month to set aside. Great powder right there. Incredible shovel size. Here's the problem. And there's no way to quantify this. I can't prove this with data, but it happens with people all the time. I see these conversations. Is I have $15,000 a month to invest, but I don't have trust in the market. And I know that's kind of like weird to think about, but let's say, for example, you've never invested before and someone hands you $15,000 a month, $20,000 a month, $10,000 a month and say, hey, just start putting this in the market. It might go up, it might go down, but just start putting it in the market. And let's say you do that for a year, $10,000 a month for a year. You have $120,000 you contribute to your portfolio. Let's say this is 2019. 2020 comes around, the market drops 30%, 40%. Your $120,000 is now worth $70,000, $75,000, give or take. Someone who is new to the market might see that. They don't understand how the market works, right? They just basically went from a portfolio of zero to $120,000 in the course of 1 year, and they see it on paper go down to $75,000. They're probably going to freak out. They're probably going to sell because they don't understand. They haven't been in the market long enough to understand that crashes occur. They happen all the time. It's not anything to freak out about. But they don't know that, right? They've never been in the market. They waited until they made more money, which is fine. Now they're in that position, but now they don't have the trust in the market. Like when I first started out investing, I was doing $200 to $250 a month when I was 17 years old, 18 years old. And it wasn't a lot of money at the time. Like relative to my portfolio size, it wasn't a lot of money. And I could have looked at the numbers and said, what's $200 a month? After a year, that's $2,400. That's not really great. Like I could just go buy shoes with $200 or I go buy this or do this, right? Like why would I invest? I want to take a quick break here to mention today's sponsor of this episode. This is Divvy. Your investment journey starts with Divvy. Are you still tracking your portfolio with Google Sheets? Well, let me introduce you to Divvy, an all-in-one solution to track your investment portfolio and evaluate financial avenues at your fingertips. Learn to trade and start tracking today. Why should you choose Divvy? It is a more effective way to manage your portfolio, and you can use Divvy to learn to trade by taking advantage of live market data and unlimited capital by simulating trades. A special offer for the listeners of the Decade Investor podcast. You can get a 2-week free trial on monthly premium plans or 15% off your yearly premium plans. If you want more information, the link is down in the show notes below to sign up. All right, back to the episode. I went through 2020 crash. I've been through 2022. Right? And I know my timeline is relatively young, but I've been investing for nearly 10 years now, just about 10 years, less than a year than 10 years plus. But I've been through these crashes now with a smaller portfolio size. So now that my portfolio is over $500,000 collectively across, you know, different asset classes, if a crash occurs again, which there's been a lot of talks about it, I don't know if it'll come, who knows if it'll come, but let's say it does come. I'm not going to freak out because I watched my portfolio when it was smaller lose some value, 30% in 2020. 40%, whatever it was. So now I have the trust in the market that if it happens again, I'm okay. I'm not going to freak out because I have the trust already built. But the problem is when some people will see what's $200 a month, what's $300 a month, right? And then now they make good money. Now it's 10 grand a month, 5 grand a month, 12 grand a month that they're consistently investing. Their portfolio size grows quickly in a very fast, you know, amount of time. Then a crash occurs. It could, again, not guarantee, but it could cause them to want to run away from the market and sell at a loss because they don't understand how the market works. And because a 30% decline on a $300,000 portfolio in terms of dollar value is a lot greater than a $25,000 portfolio, right? 30% of a $25,000 portfolio is $7,500 loss. On a $300,000 portfolio is $90,000 lost. So it's greater dollar value. This could cause someone to freak out and not want to continually be in the market. So the topic that my brother and I went through in this conversation on this walk was, at what point does it make sense to start investing? Do you wait until you make more money, right? That's an unknown factor. Maybe you don't make more money. Maybe you stay at the same income level the rest of your life. We don't know. Do you wait until you make more money, or do you just start with what you have? And then as you make more money, your contributions amount will grow. You've already started compounding on your side. You already started to learn to trust the market. So as you make more money, it's easier to shovel more money in. That's what I did. And that was the question that we were talking about, the topic. And again, I don't know. There's no like at $1,000 a month, it makes sense to do this, or I don't know. There's no right answer. The answer is what makes sense to you. But in my opinion, I believe $50 a month is better than $0 a month. Now, is $50 a month going to make you a multimillionaire? Probably not, right? Mathematically, unless you get some crazy lucky on some stocks. But doing $50 a month while you can, learning, trusting the market, next year you get a raise, now it's $150 a month. Then you get a 401k match and now it's $350 a month. And then you get a raise and now it's $750 a month. And then you get a raise and now it's $1,250 a month. To me, that makes more sense because you learn to trust the market and you get compounding on your side as early as possible, even with $50 a month. Even though it might not make sense mathematically, you do the calculations, $50 a month over the course of a year, $600 contributed. That's not a lot of money. That's all right. Just get the ball rolling. And then as you get more money, you invest more money because you trust the market. That's my take on that conversation. I am all about increasing your income and making more money, but simultaneously, I'm all about learning to trust the markets, even with this $50 a month. Just learn to trust it. And as you make more, you have the ability and the trust to invest more. My name is Colin, also known as The Decade Investor. If you enjoy this podcast, please be sure to share it with a friend. And if you really enjoy the podcast, please be sure to rate it 5 stars on any podcasting platform you're listening to it on right now. But thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.